mic, check one. Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. I'm so excited and delighted that you guys will join me again over here on We Talk Radio Network. I am back in the building. It is the E-Man After Show. Another Sunday afternoon. It is afternoon somewhere. It's nighttime somewhere around the world. And it's evening time somewhere around the world. So all of you that's over on We Talk Radio Network, we want to thank you for joining the E-Man After Show. I just come off a show called Mandy the Mentor. Had a great show over there on Mandy the Mentor. And we are back in the man cave tonight. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Hello, everyone.
We're so excited to have Mandy in the building. And we did an awesome show for you. And E-Man is back because last week we was on hyenas.
We were on hyenas. I am so happy to be back on the E-Man After Show. We are back this week and we are in action.
Yes, we are back in action this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, every now and then you got to take a break.
That is so true.
Right. And so we're back on the E-Man After Show. We're excited and delighted that you guys will join us on tonight. Listen, you can go to our website. We have a brand new website. www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media. And listen, if you want to join the E-Man After Show tonight, you can call me here at 563-999-3456. And once you dial that number and you want to jump into the men's conversation, you can hit option one and it signal us and let us know you want to, you know, chime into the conversation and we'll bring you up. Listen, we have a YouTube channel over here on We Talk Radio Network. And it is We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But I want you to subscribe, man.
Yes, subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Exactly. You know, just finish eating some cake. And so, guys, we glad to have you tonight. I see the phone lines are lighting up. Those of you over on the network, I'm excited that you would join me tonight. For another episode of Mandy the Mentor. I heard Mandy, you know, because we was on hyenas, the last show that we did, the live show, you remember our live show? You don't even remember the live show, right?
What you mean I don't remember the live show?
Yeah, do you remember what we talked about when we were with the men the last time? We talked about Miss Elizabeth. She wrote in. It's just a recap. She wrote in and she was talking about her husband being a workaholic. And
oh, yeah.
That was our last show. And last week we took a hyenas and we took a break. But we're back this week.
Yes.
And so we got some wee announcements. I'm going to put a big six question out there tonight. Mm-hmm. And these brothers going to come into the conversation because I got another email. Mm. And in the email I got, I'm going to ask the brothers some questions tonight. Because, you know, I get to read the emails and then I sit back and I rewrite them and you know, interesting emails that's coming into the email, the E-Man After Show. I'm appreciative to all of you guys that will listen to the E-Man After Show because I'm getting a lot of great feedback that you like the show and you like the concept of the show. Been talking to a few friends and brothers and different ones talking about, you know, understanding the concept, you know, and really gravitating to the show. Because, you know, just we as just men, you know, I call them the stress busters, Mandy. Mm-hmm. And stress busters, I call them stress busters due to the fact that, you know, a lot of us men, we play dominoes.
Uh-huh.
You got men that play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You got men that play checkers. You got men that play chess.
Mm-hmm.
You got men that play cards.
Yes.
And so no matter which game we playing, they all stress buster to relieve your mind. Off of the, you know, it's exercise. You know, you're exercising your mind, you're exercising your body, you know. And so, you know, men or young men, we'll get out there on the football field. We'll get out there, you know, like as we go walking, you know, we practice with track. And so in a lot of families, as we get older, we sit around and we play cards. Mm. And we play dominoes and we play chess and we do those type of things. So I just come up with a concept. I'm calling it a sitting around the domino table because I, you know, somebody, this is their first time chiming in. I see some people numbered that I don't even recognize. And they probably trying to figure out how do the E-Man show go.
Uh-huh.
And so I take the time to explain it every week, Mandy, because there's somebody different call in every week.
Right.
I was on the network. So it's just fellas coming around the domino table. It's a metaphor.
Uh-huh.
We're not really playing dominoes, but it's a metaphor because that's what men do. And we come around the domino table. We get into great conversations.
Mm-hmm.
In our conversations, you know, we talk about men issues.
Yes.
Sometimes the women are in the room and they be eavesdropping. They want to hear. So I say, guess what? I'm going to create a show and I'm going to say we men coming up to the domino table. So guess what? I have a big six question that I put out every Sunday night. And the guys come in on the domino. And so that puts them into the conversation when they come in on a domino. So I got a big six question tonight I'm going to put out there.
Okay.
And so, Mandy, you know, I'm enjoying the emails that's coming in. They telling me hello to you. I say, she ain't part of the, what are you?
What you mean?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They saying hello to you just as well. They was like, well, we enjoy you and the young lady's show. And I said, oh, okay. Yeah, they don't recognize. I thought they probably didn't know your voice was, you know, because you got your voice as heavy as mine.
Hey, watch out. Watch out now.
Yeah, but no, they're appreciative of you because, it's, you know, you have a woman's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're really appreciative. But Mandy, I mean, listen, so if you guys on the network, you guys on the phone line, if you want to email me here at We Talk Radio, you can email me here at We Talk eman@wetalkradio.com. I'll listen to your suggestion. I'll read your emails. I'll read your text. Why? Because we down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex where we broadcast this show.
Yes.
And so we're excited about that. So, Mandy, do we have any we announcements tonight?
We do. We do. So we have the Heels on the Move to Heal 4th Annual Charity Shoe Fashion Show. You want to say that for October the 30th. 5 p.m. To know more about the event, go to heelsonthemovetoheal.org. This is a virtual event. Once again, for more information, go to heelsonthemovetoheal.org.
Okay.
All right. So we also have our We Talk Radio show lineup for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, we have the Kia D Unplugged show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And all We Talk Radio shows are Central Standard Time. On Wednesday, we have After the Lights Go Out at 8 p.m. On Thursday, we have the Diamond Crew podcast. That's at 4 p.m. for those of you that would like to listen to the show earlier in the day. And on Saturday, we have the Cave Radio show. That's at 5 a.m.
with Mr. T. Smiley.
All right. All right. So that is with Mr. T. Smiley. And that's a morning show for you guys. So for all you listeners that like to listen in the morning, the Cave Radio show is the place to be.
Right.
And so for Sunday, we have three shows lined up for you. We have the Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jeremy Glenn at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your word there, right?
Right, right.
All right. And then we have later on in the evening at 7 p.m., we have Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex.
Yes, they just went off Deanne Lex. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And as you guys know, we're here on Sunday afternoon at 9 p.m. at the E-Man After Show every Sunday night at 9 p.m.
You know that dude?
I know that dude.
Yeah.
I'm just going to laugh.
Yes. And so it is the E-Man After Show. We thank you guys for chiming in. And we'll stay up late because I know it's 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, you know, they go to bed early. I talk to different ones. And E-Man, I'll be trying to stay up and listen to your show. But when I wake up, the TV be watching me. I say, well, you can always go back on the network and check it out. And so they do, and they write in. And I'm so appreciative to all of you that were writing in on the E-Man After Show. Because, man, what I do, you know, I bring a few of my friends and a few of the fellas. We come in, and we just sit around the domino table, and we just talk about men issues. And, you know, I talked to a couple of pastors this week and talked to a couple of people. They say, well, I'd like to be a part of the panel. I say, just call in. We'll try to get you in there. You know, and so they are listening tonight because I see them on the phone lines. Thank you. I see you pastors listening. I know your number, and they kept their word. So thank you for chiming in to the E-Man After Show. Those of you over on the network, thank you for chiming in. But Mandy,
yes,
I got an email.
Okay.
A very interesting email, and I'm going to put this out for the fellas tonight. You know, I see a few of them standing by on the phone lines. And I'm gonna read this email, and I you know, of course I read it and you read it and you was like, oh, okay. And so I rewrote it. You know what I'm saying? Because after I got to reading it, I kind of, you know, was like, oh, okay. Mm. And so to all our listeners, to all of you over on the network, to all of you that's over on the phone lines, this is what we do. Why? Because we men, just common everyday men that, you know, if you don't really figure out how to work life, life will work you.
That's true.
And so we're trying as men to work life and to do life. And how do you do that? We need an outlet where we can go and just express ourselves. Mm. And so we're over here, man, on We Talk Radio Network, having dialogue and conversation with some with some men that I admire and, you know, I look up to. And so we need men come on. We just talk practical from a man's standpoint. You know, so those of you out on the network, listen, we talk, we listen, and we take action over here.
All right. Yeah.
Why? Because in some of the emails, it's amazed me. People really be listening. They take you for every word.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they
I'm
do.
I'm like, okay. You know, they take you for every word. So I just want to make sure in my meeting with my team that all the research y'all do, make sure you accurate. Because I hear about it. And,
yeah.
And so that's an awesome thing. Because shout out to Miss Kia Davis, the owner of We Talk Radio. Mandy, she's a young lady. We celebrate 11 years over there, over here at We Talk. And she has incredible network and upstanding network. And a lot of people are coming to We Talk Radio Network.
Uh-huh.
And you are being held accountable. So you can't be messing up on my show, Mandy. You got to get it right.
No, you can't be messing up on your show. You get it right. And for those of you out there that's listening that would like to join the conversation with E-Man, give him a call at 563-999-3456.
Yeah, don't be giving out your number.
You know, I looked at it a second time. I'm like, hold up. Make sure it's right.
Yes, because I will hear about it. Y'all pay attention over there. And so we paying attention. but no, we so appreciative over on the network. I'm so happy for Miss Kia Davis,
yes,
and Mr. T. Smiley. You know, God just have so many awesome things for them and
yes,
where this network is going. So I just bring a few of my homeboys around the table, mm-hmm, and we just talk about stuff. But real quickly, I do want to let the listeners over here know on We Talk Radio, mm-hmm, that, you know, I do it. Part of this reason why this show is called After Show, because I'm coming off of your show on Sunday night.
Yes.
And I just want to shout kudos to you because you have been featured in a magazine.
Oh, yeah.
What is the name of the magazine again?
It's Voyage Dallas.
Voyage Dallas Magazine out of California. And they did a big feature story on Mandy the Mentor International and Mandy the Mentor Show.
Yes, they did.
Which I produced that show.
Yes, you do.
And it was a great write-up. It's a must-read. Man, if they want to go get that write-up, if they want to go get that magazine, where do they go?
Okay, so in order to purchase the write-up, you can go to voyagedallas.com. Also, you can read the write-up on our page at Mandy the Mentor on Facebook.
Great, great write-up. They honor you because you're doing it in the community.
That's right. That's right. But you know what? You're only as great as your team. So E-Man, as the one that pretty much drive our team, you know, I want to thank you because you keep everybody in line over there on Mandy the Mentor Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, you let the chick reflect it.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. And so, yes. And so we produced that great show and, your hard work and your hard labor is paying off because you're being recognized through different media outlets. And so Venture Dallas, what is it?
Voyage
Dallas out of California, a big major, a magazine, outlet up there. And so, Mandy, we appreciate it to see what all God has had for you. You just getting started.
I'm grateful.
You're grateful?
And I believe just getting started. Yeah, I'm so grateful for everything that's happening in this season, you know. But like I said, it takes teamwork.
Yeah, well, I want my check to reflect. That's all I'm saying.
I need you to just focus on the E-Man.
Listen what you're saying. When you call me in there and say you're giving raises,
uh-huh,
you say I'm the producer. I am the producer.
But I have a question. How many raises do I have to give you?
Every time you get an accolade, I want a raise.
Okay, I'll give you that penny.
Well, no, we celebrate you and thank God for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
And thank you for the hard work that you're doing. You guys go get that magazine because it was a great write-up.
It was a great write-up, yeah, I have to say.
I mean, I ain't finished reading it yet. How many, about 10 pages?
Really?
I mean, how many pages is it?
You haven't finished reading it?
No, it was too many pages. I ain't got time to be sitting there reading all of that. But it was a great write-up. They honored you very well. And so we appreciate
you
for that, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And so, you know, to all of you over on the network, I take the time out to do that because, you know, I always hear people say, you give them their flowers while they're living. Amen. You know, I don't want you to blow up when you ain't here. I want you to get your flowers while you're here.
Well, I'm not going to wear no time soon.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know that's right. I know that's right. I see a few fellas standing by on the phone lines. I see the phone lines are lit up over there on the network. Thank you for listening to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. But, man, I got an email.
Okay.
Very interesting email before I go to break because I got to take a break here in a minute. But guess what? I got to take a break because, I read my email. I read stuff to come through. I got to take a break to stay on time. And then when we come back, Mandy, then I'll tell what the big six question. Y'all guys keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away. Palm trees, beach views, ordinary day. All I wanna hear is in the visions on replay. Sit right next to you. How I feel about you, think you wish you were. But we don't really want to, I just wanna get away and sit right next to you. I want you around, around.
Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yes, we are back. We are back in the building. You are tuned in to We Talk Radio Network. I'm so excited and delighted that you guys would join the E-Man After Show tonight. We are in the building. Have Miss Mandy sitting over there. Mandy, we're back. We're back. When we left off, you know, I was going to lay a big six question for our fellas because I got an email, Mandy. Very interesting email. And this is what we fellas going to talk about around the domino table tonight.
Okay.
And the email is this, Mandy. It says, "Hello, E-Man. My name is Cassidy. Cassidy." She said, I am a Caucasian sister married to an African-American brother. Like to know, do men still fall in love? Or do men know how to love? Just like to know if that could be a topic for you men." Cassidy, love your show, E-Man. I said, It was a little extensive email. I just kind of rewrote it, you know. And so let me read it again to the fellas because I'm going to drop this big six question. It said, "Hello, E-Man. My name is Cassidy. I am a Caucasian sister married to an African-American man. Like to know, do men still fall in love?" In parentheses, she put all men, just not African-American men. "Do men know how to love? Just like to know if that could be a topic you men talk about. Cassidy, I love your show." And so I got a big six question, and this is my big six question. There's big six. I'm putting it out there tonight. And my big six question to the fellows that I'm getting ready to bring in: do men still fall in love today? Do we men still fall in love today? All men. You know, if you're Hispanic, Caucasian, African-American, Asian, do men really still fall in love? Because, you know, there is a difference between loving someone, Mandy, than being in love with somebody. You know, there's a difference in that, right?
Yes.
You do know that, right?
I do.
You know, and so that's what we want to talk about, because there is a difference in, you know, falling in love and being in love. You know, you smiling at me because guess what? We men going to talk about it, and hopefully Miss Cassidy is listening because she want to know, because she's married to an African-American brother. She says she a Caucasian sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she want to know, do men still fall in love? I know we can fall out of love. Mm-hmm. And so that suggested to me, once upon a time, we have fell in love. Because we can fall out of love, and then when we fall in love, do we know how to love? Because, you know, there is different levels of love. You know, I mean, there is what you would call eros. Mm-hmm. Eros, that's the kind of love we're talking about tonight. That's like for a married couple, a girlfriend and a boyfriend. That's that passion. That's that, you know, hey, that's that. That when you start talking about eros, that's that romance, that passion, that's, you know, standing up any kind of love. You know, I played a song not too long ago by Stand Up In It.
I remember.
You know, okay. And people on the network remember too. That was a nice song. If you're listening to the lyrics, And so you got to be in love if you're standing up in it. And so,
do you really have to be in love because you're standing up in it?
Hello, somebody in love over there.
Okay, so what is the definition of love?
And so that's what me and going to talk about tonight. Because, you know, that's the kind of love we're talking about. Because, you know, there is different types of love. You have, yeah, you know, you have what you would call agape love.
Uh-huh.
That's Christ love.
Yes, it is.
That's the godly love.
Uh-huh.
And we understand that, you know, in these day and times, you know, we love people with the love of Christ.
Yes.
And we have Christ. And so we love our sisters and brothers no matter what color they are, no matter who they are. That's a Christ kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, you have philia. You know, phileo,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a friend love,
mm-hmm.
you know, philia, phileo, that's a child and a mother's love.
Okay.
The love you have for your children is different than the love you would have for me, Mandy.
Yes.
You know, you would love your children unconditionally, almost like agape love.
Yes.
And so that's not the love we're talking about tonight.
Okay.
Because I can't compare myself to your children because
uh-huh.
you're going to love them right or wrong. You know,
good or bad,
because them your seeds.
That's right.
You're going to love me to a certain degree till I start getting on your nerves, you know, and working your nerves, and you don't get what you want. And so, you know how y'all supposed to do it. Y'all, 1 minute y'all love us, next minute y'all don't.
But first of all, the question is pertaining to men.
You see, I turned that.
Yeah, I heard you. So I'm getting you right real fast. The question was pertaining to men.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're right.
Yes. And so, you know, and it's good that you're on here because, you know, I got a woman that I can pick on.
You're always picking.
And yeah. And so at the end of the day, the reason why I'm taking the time to express those different loves, because mm-hmm. tonight we're talking about Eros.
Eros
is that girlfriend love, that significant other, that wife. You know, do we men still fall in love? Do we fall in love with our significant others? And how do we show love? Because some men show love through sex. That's why I played the song Stand Up In It, because that's some men's communication. That's some men, you know, because we started out this segment on the E-Man After Show talking about language,
uh-huh.
talking about how we express ourselves. And
yeah.
so some men, they think sex is love.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Some men think sex is love until it gets old.
For sure.
Until if they're not invested and if mm-hmm. they're not committed, they feel that way for the moment. So it's temporarily until something else come along. Then they're in love again for that season.
Okay.
And then it gets old and something else come along. Then they're in love again for that season. And that's somebody that doesn't have that true connection, but it's all about the sexual gratification for that moment. But can I say this? Because I know that I'm getting ready to step out of the conversation. I believe that a man cannot love unless he truly experienced love first.
And we ain't going to talk about that.
Okay.
Have we? Because, you know, I think every man have experienced real love and true love. A lot of men's hearts have been broken,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of women's hearts have been broken.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm quite sure these brothers on the line, they are, you know, we're up in age. So we have experienced love.
So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just...
Hopefully I got an answer.
Okay. So what about that young boy, or that man, when he was young, he didn't have the love of a mother. He didn't have the love of women in his life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he grew up, he just began to misuse women because he didn't have that. He didn't know what it was to connect with the woman. It's like vice versa. A young lady and her father. If she didn't have her father to be a model to show her how she should be treated, then I think it may work the same with a male and his mother, in a sense. Like if he wasn't taught, if he didn't have that connection with his mother. Some men actually have an issue with connecting with women when it comes to an authentic level, because animosity with their mom.
Mm-hmm.
There was some type of friction and they never connected with her.
Well, we're gonna talk to the men about that.
Okay.
Because you know, some of the ways I think you know you're in love, you know, by, you know, loving someone, to me, Mandy, is, you know, just saying I love you is, you know, they want to see you do well.
That's true.
But being in love, oh man, baby girl, they'll put you first.
All right now.
I ain't saying I'm putting you first. I'm just saying they'll put you first.
Whoever gonna love me. whoever loves, don't love me, they gonna put me first. Go ahead.
And you know, it's just my take on it, you know, because to me, love is not about a feeling, because feeling come and go.
That's right.
But to me, love is forever, Mandy. If you fall in love, I think you fall in love. But, you know, it's just things I think about, you know, when I was reading the letter, putting it in a perspective. You know, because some people, they rush through love. Love is not about a rush feeling. It's not, yeah. I mean, it's about the stimulating of the emotions, getting into the head and finding out. Why are you looking at me like that?
You're looking me in my eyes while you're talking.
Why are your eyes blinking?
You're saying some good stuff over there.
Your eyes are all over there. You know. Let me bring these men up in here, you know. Cause it's not, you know, like I say, it's not really about a feeling,
yeah.
But that when the person say they love you, it's not about a feeling,
mm-hmm.
But it is love when you can make a person feel good. Man, let me bring these men up in here. Don't be batting your eyes. It is the email. Listen, let me bring some fellas in here. It's the men show. We're going to talk about love. So the big six question is, cause men over here batting her eyes and going on. Cause I'm just telling you.
I mean, you're looking me in my eyes. I mean, you're not blinking. I mean, what?
Yes. And so, you know, my big six question is, do men still fall in love today? And so let me see if I can bring some of these fellas and ask them, do we fall in love today? Cause I think, listen, ain't nothing. Cause she said she married to an African-American man.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing like some black love, baby.
Come on.
Hello, somebody.
All right.
Black music and black love would do it every time. Yeah, I was getting ready to say something to the lady, you know. It's an old saying out there. When you go black, you don't go back.
Uh-huh.
You better ask somebody.
All right.
Let me see. 3900, you on with E-Man. 3900, you on with E-Man. Hello, who is this? 3900, you on with E-Man. Who is this?
Oh, this is Dwayne.
I can barely hear you. I can't hear you at all, Dwayne.
All right, hold on one moment.
Well, while I'm holding on, 4875, you on with E-Man. Who is this? 4875, you on with E-Man. Who is this?
It's your brother Smith, man.
For some reason, I can barely hear y'all. Let me see and make sure y'all up real loud. Are y'all there?
Can you hear me?
I can't hear y'all at all. All right. I'm bringing you in. That puts you into
this
the conversation.
Dwayne.
Anthony, what domino are you coming in on, sir?
Big Six, you say?
Okay, I cannot hear y'all.
Can you hear me?
Okay, are y'all there?
I'm here. This
okay,
is Dwayne.
I hear y'all
I'm here.
All righty. Are you there, Ant?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay, there you are. There you are. Let's see if I can bring this call in. 5390, you're on with E-Man. Who is this? Oh, okay.
Hey, it's Kia D holding down for We Talk Radio Network.
Hello, Kia D. How you doing? Hello, Miss Kia D.
Listen, I'm going to tell you how I'm doing. I know the question tonight is for the men, and I'm going to step to the side.
Uh-oh,
and
I got the only she listening.
That question.
I wasn't hoping you were listening tonight, but I see you listening. Come on, Miss CLD.
Let me tell you, this show right here is off the chain. I got to listen every Sunday night. What you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
I am excited about this question. I agree with Mandy. I agree with you. I know y'all are about to dive into it. But the one thing I want to say is thank you for mm-hmm. giving us an explanation about the different levels of love. It's easy to ask the question, but when we really don't fully understand the conceptualized, you know, what love really is all the way, then we're just
mm-hmm.
throwing answers out there. So thank you for giving out the definition and then really talking about what kind of love we're going to be talking about tonight. I will
say this,
you know, I do believe that all men have the ability to love and fall in love. It has to be the right woman. That's all
Hello,
I'm going to say.
Because
men sometimes have been hurt. And when a man is hurt, when you crush a man's heart, It's really, really hard to pick those pieces back up again. So, and so men are really strategic about how they love. So,
right,
I believe from a woman's perspective, they can definitely love all races, all ages. It doesn't even matter. But, again, go ahead and have a good show tonight. I am definitely here. Shout out to my girl, Mandy, the mentor, holding it down in the studio.
Shout out to you. All right, Ms. Tia D, CEO, founder of We Talk Radio. Thank you.
I got to remember, y'all be getting me. Y'all be calling in on different numbers. Okay, I see how y'all do over here on We Talk. Well, I thank you for listening. Yeah, I thank
Absolutely.
You for listening, Miss Kia. And, we finna dive into it. I got the fellas on the line tonight. So you sit back and you chill out and get you some popcorn. And man, they finna leave the studio too. Until it start getting hot. You know how she do. She'll walk out when we start talking. I say something crazy, she'll come back. Well, thank you, Ms. Kia Davis, for chiming in to the E-Man After Show tonight.
Absolutely. Congratulations on a spectacular show. Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll be talking to you soon. Bye now.
Yes, sir.
That's Miss Kia Davis. She is the owner and founder of We Talk Radio. Real good friend of mine, Mandy. Just an awesome CEO and a boss.
She is.
And so I'm so appreciative that she would give me the opportunity to come back home on her thriving network, 11 years strong.
11 years.
And
listen,
Kia D know I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And she know I say some stuff. So she's listening to this.
She just said, I listen every Sunday night.
I'm
going to call in from a different number this time.
Just to let him know, I am listening. So I see you listening. But Dwayne, hello, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing fine.
You came in on 15? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I came on a 6-3.
Yes. And what number, Domino, you coming in on? Put you in the conversation. I already know. Huh?
Yeah, put me on my Domino 6-2.
Yeah, I knew you were going to have 5 points. Well, fellas,
exactly.
You know, Anthony, you doing all right? How your day been, bro?
Hey, man, my day been busy for a Sunday, man. You just day, man, my, it's overwhelmed over here in my house, man. Overwhelmed.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, man, Amazon boxes drive me crazy.
Oh, trust me. I know your wife, she probably own half of Amazon. She got plenty of stock over there at Amazon, don't she, Aunt?
Yeah,
and you probably ordered up some stuff. So that takes me to my question, because, you know, I know you buy your wife a lot of nice things and because you have a beautiful wife. And do men still fall in love? Is that one of the ways we show our love by, you know, gifts and stuff like that? Let's talk about it tonight, sir.
Well, I don't think we fall in love because we buy them gifts and things like that, because your love starts from your attraction, you know. First and foremost, for me, I gotta be attracted to you. You know, I gotta be attracted to you first and foremost.
Hello,
and
somebody.
From my attraction can lead to other things, you know, for spending more time with them, getting to know them, you know, and then love starts taking its place. I don't know if there's a such thing as love at first sight. I really don't know that, you know. But when I did meet my wife, I don't think it was love at first sight, but, you know, I saw her and I say, I want to spend more time with her. So I did do that, you know. I'm dating around and stuff, and then when I got to her, it just quit. I just all of a sudden just stopped, you know, and stopped right there with her. I guess the attraction was more stronger than I had with anyone else. So, we definitely do fall in love, and we can fall in love.
Okay. Dwayne?
I agree with the brother, you know. It has to be an attraction there. For me, I have to spend time with that woman. And yes, men can fall in love. I have to spend some time with that woman, and if her mouth speaks the truth, it's her character, that's the more I can go into love with her. Then, on the other hand, you know, there's 7 days a week, and if we have sex 5 days a week, that should let her know that I'm loving her. And I take her to Papa Do's and buy her jewelry and stuff like that. Those are all, to me, indications to a woman that I'm in love with her.
Great. So you're listening to the guys over here on the E-Man After Show. They have great perspectives, and we want to thank all of you over on the network. We're talking about can men still fall in love, because, you know, you're supposed to say sometimes we send the wrong signal. But, yes, as you understand, we can fall in love. You know, we all about falling in love. And so, guys, once we fall in love, because I think she finished up her question in saying, you know, once we fall in love, her question was, after we done fell in love, do we know how to love once we fall in love? And so when we fall in love, do we know how to love, fellas? You don't want to go first. Go right ahead.
I think me and Mr. Anthony, we just put it out there. We know how to fall up. I'm not going to put myself out there financially, as far as investing in a relationship, if I don't love that person.
But
I'm not going to lay down. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lay down with her 5 days a week if I didn't love that person.
Well, and so what you're saying that, Dwayne, let me kind of word it this way, because we say we in love. Do we know the difference of, you know, because, you know, some people don't like, you know, that word becomes a strong you know, word to some people. So is loving someone, do that mean, you know, you want them to do well? Or do that mean, you putting them first? Describe, when you say you described it, because some people describe love in different forms. Is a different from being in love and showing love than just say, you know, I love you. You know, I heard you guys say kind of like where I would say it. You know, do we mean we want a person to be around, or do we want to see a person make it and be happy in life? Do we just really want to be in their life just because we feel that rush, we feel that eroticism? Because when you talk about eros is a stimulation, it's a eroticism that we feel. And so that's just love. But to stimulate that sister, well, I don't know why you're looking at me like that, man, to get into their emotions, you know, that's when you, you know, really understand that, oh, wow, it's so, because each one of you are describing it, and I'm just saying it a different way. You know, when we say we in love, do we say to ourselves, you know, it's a choice, because, you know, y'all just see it, both of y'all just see it in a nutshell, you know, how y'all see it and view it. Is that a choice, or is that a fact? Why? Because, you know, how do we really, you know, because I know it's not about a feeling. Once you're in love forever, for good, for better, for worse, especially when you take those vows, you know, because you ain't going to take those vows unless you're in love. And which bring me to this question, you know, I got to take a break. Is that what they saying? I got to take a break. But, bring me this question. You know, love transcends mistakes, ups and downs, gentlemen. You know matter what, you know, I was on the Man to the Mentor show. I hollered out, black men don't cheat. You know, dude, you know, some women cheat. They cheat. I heard Kia D said a while ago that our hearts get broken. You know, when our hearts get broken, do we still fall? Because I keep thinking you can continually keep falling in love and growing in love. Me personally. So, you know, y'all guys keep that thought, because they signaling me and telling me I got to take a break, and I'm going to stay on schedule. And we're going to come back and finish this conversation. It is the E-Man After Show. Y'all guys keep it locked. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Come on, MJ.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see than these. I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and what meant so. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in. follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com.
Yes, it is the E-Man After Show. We are back. We are back. We are back in the building. Hello, guys. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you guys that's hanging out on the network, that's listening to the E-Man After Show. Welcome to another Sunday night down here in Dallas, Texas, where we broadcast this show. I want to thank you guys over on the phone lines that's listening. Listen, we want you to go to our YouTube channel, We Talk Radio Network. We want you to like, share, and make a comment and subscribe. We want you to go to our brand new website, which is www.wetalkradio.com. And we're on all social media. Check out We Talk Radio Network. And so tonight, I'm having a conversation with fellas about love, because I had a young lady email me. And in her email, she said, "Hello, E-Man. My name is Cassidy, and I am a Caucasian sister married to an African-American man. Like to know, do men still fall in love, or do men know how to love? Just like to know if that could be a topic for you men. Cassidy, love your show, E-Man." And so I got the fellas around the domino table tonight, and we're talking about it. So, fellas, when we left off, we were describing and talking about, do we still fall in love? Because the way I read you there, Aunt, you with me? I can barely hear Anthony. He may be there. You there, Dwayne?
Yeah, I'm still here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes,
yeah, I'm still here, Brother E-Man.
Yes, and so where I was reading the question, what I got out of it, kind of listening to Kia D while ago, she came up, You know, this is my kind of take on it. Do men still fall in love? Because, you know, to me, I just hear that question like, you know, when you have a mother's love and your mother love you, or you into it with your mother, or, you know, it's the old saying, how you treat your mother is how you're going to treat your woman. You know, and if there's any kind of like flaws with your mother, do you really love a woman correctly? The same vice versa with males and their dads. You know, if they ain't seen that mother and their dad really loving a woman, do they really know how to love and fall in love? And so when your heart have been broken and been scarred, you know, if it's with your mother, or fellas, if it's with a young lady you have dated and she's got, you know, kind of broke your heart a little bit too. You know, the question is, do we still fall in love? Do we have those walls up? You know, because once we, you know, in a relationship, we can continue to somewhat, I guess, you know, them little walls or them little areas in our life, we pick and choose where we feel like we loving that individual. But are we able to still fall in love once our heart have been broken? And so that's why I believe she's writing the question, do men really still fall in love? Because a lot of brothers have been broken and they haven't got past the heartbreak. And so they go through the motion where they think love is love, but it's because that's what Kia was saying. You know, do we, when we talking about the, are we really able to still fall in love after we done been shattered, after we done been hurt? Yeah, been scorned. Yeah, I'm quite sure once you get all that attraction, you start talking with them walls, is gonna be up, and you have to chisel down until you really. Y'all come on in here. Let's talk about it. You know, do we get past the walls to where we really authentically falling in love and not going through the motions? Any one of you guys?
I'm ready, man.
Any one of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if you get your heart broken and stuff like that, you have, well, the maturity of it is that you have to get past that old love and move on to that next love. You know, it's as simple as that. You just can't let one heartbreak define the rest of your life or the rest of your relationships with anybody else. You have to sooner or later have to open up and realize that I'm going to give it another try. I'm going to give it another chance.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. You know, I agree. I agree with that. But, you know, you take a brother heartbroken, been broken, you know, and shattered in so many times in different places, you know, do he really love, because that's what I think she's asking. Do we really love past that heartbreak, or do we just really go through? And once we do feel like we loving that, you know, have fell in love, do we know how to love? Because if a young lady, if we thought that was love and she broke our hearts, if we thought what our mother showed us love and found out it wasn't love, how do we love? How do we really love? Okay. You know, just a thought. End of the day, you know, we men are constantly trying to figure out life. And yes, I do believe in all areas, you know, even when we've been heartbreaking, we heal. And so do love become a trust issue with us? You know, okay, I got my heart broke too many times. I ain't opening all the way up. I'm still going to be guarded in somewhat. You know, I don't care what you say. Yeah, I love you. And so I was, as I was talking with Mandy, that's why I feel like some people have got to the point to where they haven't really fell in love. They just say they love. Because they're, you know, when you fall in love, and it's almost like the agape love God loves through transition to all mistakes. But do we really still do that after our heart have been broken and have been shattered? And we say it's been healed, but it's that trigger, that trauma of when you think you over something and all of a sudden they say something that trigger your past. You know what I'm saying? And for you know anything, you know, you know, because love is an action word just as well. You know? And so, do we really, because that's our question, do men still fall in love? Because you know when you in love, ain't nothing like being in love. you know what I'm saying? And we know when we fall out of love, we know when we ain't feeling it no more. Because I think relationships and marriages is just negotiation to me anyway. It's all negotiation. At the end of the day, you know, You're negotiating everything in the marriage and in the relationship. And so the I heard someone say, you know, do love keep a marriage? You know, do love really keep a marriage? Fellas? Do being in love really keep a marriage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not going to. Well, yeah. I was going to say you're not going to stay with a person if you really don't love them. But then I had to with some people, they stay married or they stay in relationships for other reasons.
Right,
could be financially, could be kids, you know.
Because, you know, kids get, Dwayne, you know, and me and Anthony know this for sure. Me and Anthony have seen some people that we run with and hang with. You know, they kids going to school and get through college, and as soon as their kid finish their college, you're like, Mr. So-and-so, divorce? What? They were just waiting to get the kids out. You know, but you wouldn't have never known it. But, oh, wow, you would have thought they was in love because they did all the things that we thought love was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but then when that turn or whatever break up, if they find somebody else, do they really be healed from their past and really fall in love? Like, you know, I'm going to work on this. You know, I ain't giving up on this one. You know, I'm going to make this work. Or do we just insist? You know, do we just hang around just like, I don't want to be divorced no more. You know, I'm just going to be still. So, you know, her question, I you know, just from my perspective, in y'all guys' perspective. Y'all, we have all had good perspectives tonight. Just the way she asked the question, do men fall in love, suggests to me that do we really get past our hurt and really, really just authentically with no reservations really fall in love and start, you know, really digging that sister, really into a homegirl, really into the, you know, significant other. Because after all, we may think we in love because we do this and we do that and this and the other. Then men visual. You know, yeah, love our women. I ain't talking about none of us cheating, but we see a fine sister, you know, and I would even go ahead for us to ask this question. Can you be in love with two people at one time?
Wow.
you know, yeah, I would ask that question. Can you be in love with two people at one time? You know, because some people feel like you can be in love with two people at one time.
That's a tough question there, Brother E-Man.
I mean, it's just, okay, let's say it like this here. Let me say it like this here. We just homeboys sitting around. We just men sitting around the domino table talking. Because this is how we talk around the domino table. You know, I love my ex-girlfriend because I really loved her, but it didn't work out. She was my girlfriend, but she wasn't my wife, so we didn't get married. But I still love her. And then I go get married. Do my little stop for her cause just because we're talking about Eros love. We're talking about those things that you love about a woman. Do my little stop for her because I got married?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? All while with her, I told her I loved her. All while with her, I was in love with her. So, you know, but the woman that I married. Go ahead, Aunt.
There's your answer right there.
Okay.
All the while you loved her. And then before that, you were in love with her. But after you fell out of in love, you continue to love her, which is natural. That could be a natural sense to that a man that falls out of love because you're not in love. You know, we are very distinguished. There's a difference of being in love and just loving someone. You know, that's a strong difference. If you in love, you into that certain person, truly heartfelt, all the way in, all the way out.
Okay.
Now, if you love someone like you love your kids, you love your mother, you know, but to be in love with someone, that's like y'all are one. That's the only way I can see that is pretty much if you in love, that's the marriage sense, that you guys have committed yourself to be one. That's my take on it.
I agree with that. Good perspective, but let me ask the question this way. If we're talking about love, I'm not saying that you're supposed to fool with that person. I'm not definitely saying that you go back, but if you have, you know, if you, how can I say it? If you said you love the person, when we're talking about this era, you had those strong feelings for, as men, I'm talking about us men, because, you know, we complex creatures anyway. Men are complex creatures. And so this is why women having a hard time figuring us out, and we having a hard time figuring us out. Let's keep it 100. And so at the end of the day, can we love two people? Right? I don't know if we can love them at the same time. Well, could we love them at the same time? Because if I was in love with an individual and I broke up, depending on the breakup, because some breakups are not nasty. Some breakups are not ugly. You just grew apart. And you found out that person wasn't for you. But you don't have no different kind of love because love don't switch. That's what love is. Love don't, it just don't switch. The commitment you make once you have a mate, it's a commitment. So even in a man's heart, he may still love that person.
And to a certain extent.
To a certain extent. You're right, Dwayne. Go ahead.
I was going to say to a certain extent, but all right, put yourself in, okay, say you're loving two women at the same time, and then you decide you're going to marry one of those women. The woman that you don't pick, it's like the bachelor or whatever like that, or the bachelorette, they're going to feel, well, he loves that other woman that he married more than he loves me. So that's, to me, that answers the questions right there. Yeah, you can love two women at the same time.
Okay.
But when you take that one woman in hand of marriage, well, then that trumps everything. And that woman who's did not get the ring or did not get the rose, she'll realize, oh, he loves her more than he loves me. That's so the way I look at it. I don't know.
I get it.
But can you love two women? Yeah. But when, you, when it changed the complexion, when you marry one woman over the other, that's it. That yeah, I'm not saying you can't. You don't still love the other woman, but
It becomes that different love. What I'm hearing you say, it becomes out of eros and comes more to, you know, almost something like agape love. I don't have hate for you, but I still love you as an individual.
Exactly.
Is that what I'm hearing
and
you
say? Yeah, and as Brother Anthony said, when you marry that other, when you marry that woman, you're that you all are joined together as one.
Okay.
You know, so...
Right, right.
When y'all are one, hey, it to me it's like, you know, I love me some me, so that means I love my wife.
Right, right. Now let me ask you this question.
Because we are one.
Let me ask you this question. Let's just say hypothetical. It's a hypothetical question. Just hit my head while you was talking. You got children by this significant other. Do you fall out of love? Do you fall out of love with that significant other that birthed your kids? Do that because at that moment, I think what you guys are describing a different kind of love. You're talking about the eros. We're talking about the eros. You're talking about the friend love, the phileo, the philia. Yes, and you're making a distinction. Once you get married, you know, you switch and go into those type of loves. But I'm talking about the eros when you're married. Is there a possibility that you can love two people? You know, I know you say in your head, well, no, I can't. No, it's not. It just can't be. But it's a possibility that it can be. It don't mean that you're going to be with them, but you can. Some people love real hard, and they'll love you no matter if they're with you or not. You know, you may not want to call it love, or you might not say. Some people start saying, Dwayne, they'll start saying, oh, she weird, or he crazy. No, they may just love that. They may just really love that person. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, because now we, you know, because we can't see nobody's hearts because love become a heart thing. You can't really see it. We can say all day long, you know, I don't, but only you know if you really, really, or can we really say, this is just me talking to you guys around the domino table. Can we not say that, you know, if I got married, I still love Sister Cantaloupe. Or Sister Cantaloupe say, I still love Brother Waller Miller. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because in their heart, they really still do. They just haven't really, really. Is that a thing Dwayne do? Do you let go or you ain't here? You know, because there's some sister and some brother on the line. You know, they didn't fall out, you know, messy. They didn't fall out with no problem. They just grew apart. They ended up in a different relationship, fell in love with that person. And still in love with the other person. You know what I'm saying? That's a reality.
That's a reality. And you can love. You can love. I see where you're going. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying, Dwayne? But you don't cross the boundaries.
At the same time.
But, you don't cross the boundaries, but you still, you know. Now most times, Dwayne, when a person fall out, they don't want to deal with them Negroes anyway. So I get it.
Right.
You know, but when you ain't really fell out and you really, really, that person was your friend and you established all them emotional, them, you know, them kind of conversation. You, when you did all of that, you know, that it takes a minute for real love to just go away. You know, we talking about that eros love because if you look up the word eros love, it transcends a whole lot. You know, it transcends just saying certain things, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
I would ask the question, Dwayne and Anthony, you know, ask y'all women, ask y'all wives. You know what I'm saying? Because I would ask my girlfriend all these kind of questions. You understand what I'm saying? You know, ask them about that.
Now, go ahead, Wayne. This is what advice I would give to any man out there, especially younger brothers, you know, who, when, especially when you're young and you have two girlfriends and everything like this. I'm a mature man. I'm a married man, but I've been in love with two women at the same time. But then after a while, it becomes love with two women, living like a fool. You're a fool. And having two women emotionally in your system, believe me, it will drive you out of your mind. You're living like a fool. You're living like a fool.
Okay.
So after a while, then you've got to realize who is going to take that number one spot and the only spot. Because when you got two and three women on the line, you're living like a fool. Living like a fool.
You there, Aunt?
Stressed out.
I hear you. You there, Aunt?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Well, you know, Amanda, I don't care. She be up in the front, and man, when we start talking, she always come back. So what you come back in for? You want to jump in this? Let me bring your mic up. Let me. What we mean seeing that done struck your nerve up there?
No, I actually agree with a lot of what's being said, but I do want to come from a woman's perspective.
Yeah,
right?
Give me your perspective.
So when it comes, my perspective, right? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to a man loving two women, I honestly believe a man can love one and be infatuated with the other, right? Because he knows this one over here on the right is marriage material, but there's something this woman on the left possessed that he wished the woman on the right had. So he gravitates towards both of them. But as Dwayne was saying, when it comes time to making that decision, he more than likely is going to choose the woman on the right because she's more fitting. But there's something he really liked about the woman on the left. It's just that he wished the woman on the right possessed that.
And that's a good – how you guys feel about that? That's her perspective.
I think
that's a good perspective.
That's a good perspective.
Yes, sir. Yes, and so it's always good. Sister, you could call in. You know, Mandy just has to be in the studio. I knew she was going to come back. I just felt her coming in. I was like, oh, here she comes. No, but a good perspective.
I like to ask Sister Mandy, has she ever been in love with two men at the same time?
No, Mr. Dwayne, I have not. I have not. But I will say this. Let me say this, just being completely authentic. I have been with someone that I loved or I was in love with, and there was someone that I knew of that had, they possessed something that I wish that the guy that I was in love with possessed. You know, there was a way of thinking, a way of moving. I was like, man, I wish that this guy had this because this is what we need in our relationship. Because, you know, women on the – we look at men and we see them on the outer, and when we see that a man can take care of business and when we see that a man can communicate, that's attractive. So, no, I won't say two men at the same time, but I will say I have seen men in motion and I have been with someone and felt like I wish that my man moved that way.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
In the past.
Yes, this is what, when you come into the E-Man studio, you get pulled to the mic because these brothers is ready.
good question, Mr. Dwayne.
Yeah, great question. Yes, because this is, you know, if we don't talk about it, because I think it's a great perspective, Dwayne, if we don't really talk about it, you know, we don't really learn. And so if the young lady Chastity is listening tonight, you know, if she's listening, because you know, our email was a little stencil. I just kind of have to rewrite it, Dwayne. You know, I can't put all the stuff they put in the emails out there. You know, at first I thought she was trying to come from an African-American perspective because different cultures love differently. You know what I'm saying? I love as an African-American man, you know, and Caucasian man, Hispanic man, you know, Asian man may be a little bit different. And so that kind of goes into, you know, not the bias part, but the part of is because I kind of thought at first, was she asking because she recognized that this man could be damaged But all men could be damaged, you know. And if she dated a Caucasian guy, maybe she went over to the African-American culture because she got her heart got broken in that because he wasn't loving correctly. Then she get over here and find out he ain't loving correctly. Do men still fall in love, you know, from the signals that we see in? So what is the more of the story, guys? What is the more of the story? I think we just as
men
being
still
how
fall in love.
Yeah, yeah. Because it sounds like a rhetorical question. Do men still? It has to be a reason why she's even asking that, because like Mandy and Miss Keel and you, Dwayne, and you, Anthony, have described, you know, we think we can, but when you've been hurt, if you ain't had that motherly love, you ain't been shown love, or you done fell in love and now you done found that one you want to be with. And then, you know, do you really just relinquish everything about your past, your hurt, and just really open up and give your all to where she say, no matter what, Brother Canlow, Mr. Canlow, he loved me, you know, no matter what. And you know, because at the end of the day, I think we all seeing it a different way because, you know, our perspective, we're not all monolithic people, so our perspective is different, but no one has the wrong answer. And that's the whole key of the E-Man After Show. No one has a... You know, as you talking, you're trying to listen to see if trying to have a correct answer. There is no correct answer because out there in the reality of it's men love two women, and it's when it's one woman love two men today. That happens. You know that, Dwayne. Me and you already know that. Me and you already know that. But at the end of the day,
but
I'm talking about
Mandy,
in love.
Yeah, but Sister Mandy,
I'm talking in love. Let me turn your mic back up.
That's true. But Sister Mandy,
go ahead, Dwayne.
She Sister Mandy said something that even opened up my eyes,
go
even
right here,
in past relationships, when she said you might be in love with one and infatuated with the other. And then when I really get to thinking after decades of it, you know, she really struck a chord.
Okay.
You know, and,
that trigger we're talking about.
There was that trigger. You
yeah,
know,
see, that's
yeah,
what I'm talking about.
One, one was a love, but then the other one, there was an infatuation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I never looked at it like that.
Yes.
So
and so, us answering the question, you know, no one has a wrong answer. The provoking question is just to make you think, and so we don't want no one to walk away and. And I don't want no wives asking their husbands on once we get off the show. You love two women? Are you in love with two women? You know, don't listen. I'm not gonna read the email, so don't have the email. You know, but it's just a question that Miss Cassidy wrote in. You know, and I would take it from the way she expressed it and the way she asked the question that. You know, maybe she's been in a relationship with a different culture, Caucasian man, Mandy, Dwayne, and Mr. Anthony, and she was in love with that brother, and now she's married to an African American, understanding this culture, probably seeing some brokenness in him, wanting to know, do men really still love?
Yeah, I agree, but I think the reason why she stated that she is married to an African-American man because she knows she's writing into an African-American man, and she feels like you can probably relate and shed light on the situation.
Right.
You know, maybe she – love is love, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people – maybe he has a different way of showing his love than the Caucasian man that she probably was with in the past.
And that's what I was sharing before you came into the studio because, you know, our love is different, you know, because we're different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
The way we express love totally different. And so she's trying to understand. So I definitely agree. But so the moral of the story, guys, you know, I know we always will probably forever continue to fall in love with the person that we – Mandy, can men continue to fall in love?
I believe so. I believe so, and if I may just talk about that for a moment, I believe that when that man finds that woman that he wants to live his life out with, and, you know, I'm not a man, so I said I believe God.
No, you're not a man.
I might sound like one half of the time, but I'm not, okay? So let me just say this, whatever, E-man. But let me say this. I believe that if when that man finds that woman that he wants to spend the rest of his life with, mm-hmm. I believe that there's different compartments that opens up in that woman that he experienced and he explored. So one moment I'm in love with her. Oh, my wife is the best communicator.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, oh, my wife is, she's a go-getter. Then from there, oh, my wife is, I mean, I believe that, and I believe that's both ways. I believe if they work at it, they'll find different things about each other to mm-hmm. continue to hold on to that, what intensified the love. But I believe it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man, I definitely agree. We want to thank you for that. I started laughing. Dwayne, can I, you know, Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Anthony, you there?
I'm here.
You there, Ant? Ant done went to sleep on me. Hello, Ant. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get my phone off mute.
Oh, you muted yourself. I understand. I appreciate you staying up. We got 10 minutes. We get ready to go off the show. But this is just a funny moment for me. You know, Amanda said a while ago, guys, she said she ain't a man like we don't know that by now. But you, my voice, you might think I am. And Dwayne, you know, because this is what I do around the domino table. Y'all know how I talk. You know, we just keep it authentic. Me and Amanda were somewhere to eat, going somewhere to get something to eat, right? And we got in the line, and so Amanda did all the ordering. You know, she did all the ordering, the food, and so after she ordered everything, the guy said, "Is that all, sir? That's all you need?" I just started laughing. So to throw everything off, fellas, when I got to the line, I just said, "Yes, sir, that's all I needed." They didn't even know it was Mandy. That's just funny.
You a mess. Little John did too when I was interviewing him. He was like, "Sir,
sir." You know, because Mandy got that different kind of voice, y'all. But it's just a little joke.
When you say different type of voice, now, you know, I've been in radio, and I've been in radio quite some time. And
right.
People who have done announcements and everything. I'm not just saying it to say it, but I think she has a very attractive voice and a radio voice.
Yeah, so, I do
she
too,
has a uniqueness to it.
Yeah, I do so, too, but I think it comes from being, you know, unique and heavy if they don't somewhat, because, you know, radio is visual, you know, it's just in this season, I mean, not this season, in this era and time, you never knew what a personality looked like on the radio. That's why radio is a lot of ad-lib anyway, because you never, you see someone and you be like, oh, I didn't know that's what mm-hmm. they look like. I would have thought that person was this, that, and the other. So you attract to the voice in radio, but
right.
I guess I'm talking about, you know, you had
and
to
you
drive
can imagine.
Because your man do have a unique voice, but Mandy's voice is probably Louis mine.
Yeah.
And so they mistaken her a lot of times. I mean, she was telling me she was paying a bill one time and this guy was like, well, sir, give me your number again. Give me your number. And so I'm just sitting there just laughing because they haven't really picked up that she's a woman because her voice is just low. I think that's what they more trying to hear. Then when they see her, they be like, oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Yeah, but thank you for that, Mr. Dwayne. A lot of people think I'm heavy. A lot of people think I'm nothing wrong with people that are heavy set.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people, they honestly think that I'm heavy as well. If they talk to me on the phone,
right.
They're like, you know, then when they see me in person, they're like, you know, they kind of like, you know, say a little something. I'm like, oh, they thought I was heavy, you know, but it's okay. But thank you, Mr. Dwayne, for that.
I'm gonna get you.
Well,
I'm
we never
you.
Thought that you were heavy because Eldridge always lets it be known about your curvaceous curves.
Yeah,
so
Dwayne.
I
started her show. I started her show a year now in 8 months. I went over there talking about curvaceous and, you know, and they was like, her team was like, what is he talking about? I said, you can't see she's fine with all that booty and hips. And they was like, huh? I was like, what brother don't see that?
Yeah, he was over there trying to getting ready to pray for people. They asking me, is he saved?
Yeah, well, you know, they was religious, so you
stop
know,
talking about my people.
You know, your people are religious, so you know, at the end of the day,
don't hang.
So, yeah, you know, I keep it 100. But anyway, Dwayne. Anyway, yeah, you know, I just threw that out there for the fun of it, because it just baffles me a lot of times when men just start speaking. You know, her voice is just like they be trying to determine, especially when we just did a show a while ago. Men that was talking, they was calling her E-Man. I was just sitting there with a laugh. I was like, wow, I'm about to get you some chalk, Dwayne, you know, some food chalk, and you chew on that so you'll get a little high-pitched voice or something, you know.
No,
but anyway, back
to
the show.
Keep it the same.
But no, I'm so awesome. Just having fun. Because this is what we do around the domino table. You know, we have fun. Somebody's laughing on the network right about now. They like they tripping. It's all about fun. It's all about enlightening. It's all about just being yourself with no stress. Because I look at the email when I want you to, when you come on the email show, we just having some topics. But it's Sunday night. It's 9 o'clock down here in Dallas, Texas. Probably evening somewhere else. We just want you to detox and de-stress. We just doing it through conversation, and some of our conversation is gonna be real deep conversation and politics conversation, but some of our conversation is going to be just like what we do around the domino table, just laugh and talk and have fun. So I want to thank Miss Cassidy, because I got 4 minutes. I want to thank Miss Cassidy for writing in, and hopefully she's listening, and she was somewhat encouraged or enlightening to know that men can still fall in love. And men can love one woman, because I do believe a man can fall in love with one woman. You know, we're not promote cheating or anything like that there. Just the facts and reality, you know, you can love too, you know. I know it's hard to do, because that's a song, you know. Ain't that a song, Dwayne?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to love too, you know. But there's another song, Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady While You Out Me. See, y'all know nothing about all that. You know, you know that song, Mandy?
Yeah.
You know, because, mm-hmm. Dwayne, how dangerous is it, you know, and Anthony, how dangerous is it for you to be, you know, in love with your woman and her mind is all the way on the other side of town? You know what I'm saying?
How dangerous is that?
Yeah. How dangerous is it, Dwayne, Ant, when you know, you with your woman and you in love and her mind is on the other side of town? That's a song. I'm just quoting the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song, man? You don't know nothing about that. You're too young. You're a young whippersnapper. You know, but, yeah, you know, hey, it is what it is. So tonight, fellas, we just been talking about Eros love. Go ahead, Ant.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Consider that being dangerous, but I'm sure it happens. You know, mind is here with
every
me,
day,
but the heart is on the other side of town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm sure that happens, you know.
Well, you know
start
what I said?
Start an argument so you get on the other side of town. I'm sure that happens.
get out the half.
Yeah.
So, I know to end this conversation, even with what Miss Mandy was talking about, I'm trying to process this. Even, mm-hmm. You know, she said she might be in love. She was in love with someone, but she might be infatuated with that other person. Well, I'm thinking that can be dangerous also.
Of course.
You know?
That's why I bring it up, Dwayne.
Yeah.
that's why I said it just that way, because it could be dangerous. Go right ahead, Dwayne. You go ahead.
No. I was just internalizing it. I was like, because, you know, we've been in those situations where, yeah, you're infatuated with one person, but yet you're married to this man. That can be dangerous. That can be dangerous. I also realized that let me just share something with you all for men as well as women is concerned. Also, emotional love can be just as dangerous as a sexual love affair. When you are emotionally tied with that person, it can be just as dangerous as when you're sexually having a sexual relationship with that person. And
so
then
true.
One thing I'm going to, so yeah, And then one other thing I want to ask Miss Mandy is, like, maybe you've never been in love with two persons, but have you ever had a girlfriend or whatever, and she had two loves, and you see how she meandered through life, navigated through life?
Yes,
how did, you know, how did she act to you?
She was
what
confused.
Would you say to her? She was confused.
Sorry about
there
that.
You go.
Yes, sir.
No,
she was.
There you go. Living like a fool.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, Mr. DeWang. Let me go back. So when I was stating that I was with my ex and I admired something another man possessed. So, for example, there was a way that another man, he treated, you know, the woman he was in. You know, I wasn't with the man, didn't meet the man. But I really admired how he treated that woman, you know. And I wish that the guy that I was with at the time, I wish that he, you know, I'm not going to say had that in him, but I wish that he applied that to his life, you know. So
right.
I know how it feels to be with someone and see something in someone else that I wish my mate had of possessed or even operated in.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, I think I agree with you wholeheartedly. When a man or a woman, it doesn't matter, either one of the two, when they call themselves or when they, you know, when they feel like they love two people, I think that there's a lot of confusion there and there's a lot of chaos with internally there, because you have this man, he's going to end up hurting one woman. If he sneak out the house or start an argument to be with the woman on the south side of town, he's going to hurt the woman on the north side of town. Vice versa, because there's somewhere you're going to have to give your time to. There's somewhere you're going to have to give your attention to. And in the midst of that, somebody is bound to be hurt. Because out of every woman that really love a man, she wants to be the apple of his eye. She wants to be the only woman. The only woman.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody is bound to be hurt. So that causes chaos and conflict within the man. Because first of all, you know you're wrong. Secondly, you have to look at this woman and hear her complaints from you hurting her.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of hurt involved. And we all know this. You know, we all know this part of it. But, yeah, it just happens.
And so in the conversation that we're having, great conversation and dialogue, because the email, that's exactly what the email is stating. Can a man, the more the story, can a man still fall in love through all of that? You know, being brokenhearted, he feel like he have healed and he think he have healed, but can he really open up in love? Because once you had a motherly love and your mother have taught you love, you know, and that's why you, Dwayne and Anthony and Mandy, this is why people will always tell you, watch how a man treat his mother.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You agree, Dwayne? You know, when you agree.
I agree.
You know, because if he's, and I'll take it a little farther, his sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I have sisters and, you know, I watch how, you know, guys treat my sister. You know what I'm saying? And I know how I treat my sister, you know. And so my sister know I, you know, go to bat for her. At the end of the day, if my girlfriend is really watching and paying attention, well, he really love his sister. He really love his mama. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Young man always angry at his mama. Trust me, he's probably going to be angry at you too, you know, somewhere mm-hmm. down the line. So what is the moral of the story? The moral of the story is I do believe men can still fall in love. And I'm talking about falling, what I would call, from my opinion, being in love correctly. Heal from the old wounds that they have had. And once they have healed and got past the hurt, you know, they find that particular one. And then, you know, they go all hard, because some people love hard. They just open up and they love, you know, with no strings attached. Why? Because they don't like the feeling of they already have been dogged out. And so they don't want to be dogged out no more. And so they want to experience true love and they want to experience real love. So I do believe men can fall in love. And so hopefully tonight, Miss Cassidy was listening, or she go back and listen on the show. She, like Mandy was saying, you know, she'll get a perspective from just our conversation, and that's all the E-Man Show is about. So, guys, I do want to thank you for your opinion, and I always like to see it like this. We know, Dwayne, you know, we, you know, Anthony, when I created this show, I wanted to come from this perspective because, once again, we're living in a different time now where, I mean, I could have took it, the conversation, Dwayne, into diversity, equity, and exclusion, because all of us have biases and different opinions and different thoughts because we're not all monolithic people. The reason why I wanted to stay on the topic, because we all great men. I'm talking to two great men that I know you love the Lord, and I know, you know, we got Christ in us, and we're going to do the right thing by just the nature of us being Christian men. But from the topic, sticking with the topic, talking about it from a man's perspective where, you know, those on the network that's really listening, like, oh, okay, because somebody got some out of this. Thank you, Mandy, for hanging out, talking. You know, you in the studio, peace. You in the studio, so, you know, you get in the hot seat, but your perspective is very well needed. And so, you sisters that call in, listen, you can call in, Miss Kia D call in, you know, tonight. You know, thank Miss Kia D for calling in. And you don't have to be shy, man, to tell you, we ain't, listen, nobody has the right answer.
Nope.
We just want to bounce off each other, Dwayne. And man, I'm appreciative that you would stay up. And I know you got to hit the school system in the morning because I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Anthony, for staying up with your brother
good
tonight.
Good conversation.
Yeah, and I got some emails, guys, that I'm trying to figure out how to write them. I'm going to have to call Kia D by D because some stuff you can't say and some stuff you can't say. But what I
know,
like,
we appreciate Sister Mandy and Kia D on the show. We could get that woman's perspective.
Yes, thank you. Because at the end of the day, you know, I do want to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, because that's in a lot of letters. Because if you not know it or not, Dwayne, everybody's biased. Every one of us have biases. You know, we have biases in Christendom. We have biases just in life. Everybody is biased, you know. And so that was the topic. That's the next discussion, because me and you talk about it all the time, you know. And it's been put in an email, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into it, you know, because
well,
we all know.
Being taught at school. What you've been taught at school.
Well, the way the world is. You know, you ain't even been taught it in school. You've been biased anyway. You just have to understand the biases. And because, you know, like I said, we're not all monolithic people. We are all, every human being have biases. They just don't recognize that it is. And so we're going to talk about it so we can see what the biases we have. Then we're going to break it down in categories, you know, in Christendom, because they real, most Christian people are real biased and self-righteous. Mm. And so we're going to definitely get into that. Why? Because, Dwayne and Anthony, if we don't have these kind of conversations, you know, we are especially, we really won't grow, and we won't understand each other because of our biases and our perspectives and how we view things. So that was the email. I wanted to do it tonight, but then I was like, no, I'm going to have to call Kiel on this one and make sure I can say some stuff. You know what I'm saying? And really, really tap into it, because we are in different times now, and it's the way the world going, and we have to have these kind of conversations, and we want to have these kind of conversations. We're not going to shy away from them. And so I want to thank you guys once again for joining tonight. I want to thank all of you over on the network. I want to thank all of you guys on the phone line. It has been another great episode. Thank Mr. Dwayne, Mr. Anthony, and Mandy. Listen, Mandy, congratulations to you once again.
Thank you.
But I got to get on up out of here because I got to hit it in the morning. Listen, nobody told you to love, they love you tonight. Let me be the first one to tell you over here on the E-Man After Show. I love you, and I really mean it. And Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, fellas.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.